Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. In 2003, the United States Congress designated 25 counties of Western North Carolina as the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. The Blue Ridge National Heritage Area serves as the steward of the living traditions of our region, protecting and promoting the outdoor landscapes, heritage agriculture, Cherokee culture, craft and music in Western North Carolina. The Blue Ridge Craft Trails, which can be found at blueridgecrafttrails.com, serves as a resource to connect visitors with the wealth of craft artisans in the region. Craft and music intersect in luthiery, or the building of instruments. This week, we want to introduce you to Blue Ridge Craft Trails artisan Richard Beard.
Wonderful things all folks are said when they have passed away. Roses adorn their narrow bed over the sleeping clay. Give me the roses while I live.
Richard Beard is never away from his music for very long. When he's not building instruments in his Rutherfordton shop, he's often playing music. And when he's not playing or building, he can be heard hosting the radio show Celtic Winds on WNCW-FM. Richard Beard's family has been in Western North Carolina since the 1700s. His early years were spent in Southern California and New Jersey, but he returned to North Carolina for college at UNC Asheville, then Guilford College. Learned to play the organ from his mother and went on to play organ and bass in garage bands as a teenager. His college freshman roommate had a guitar but couldn't get the hang of it, so Richard bought the guitar and persistently asked for lessons from an upstairs neighbor who was an accomplished player. By his sophomore year, he was performing the hits of Gordon Lightfoot and James Taylor. Not long after, his friends arranged a cafeteria concert for the influential Celtic band The Boys of the Lock, and while in attendance, Richard realized he'd found his people. His excitement met Providence when his great-uncle was looking to get rid of a mandolin. Richard got the mandolin and taught himself to play it. When he finished college and moved full-time to North Carolina, he heard old-time music for the first time and said to himself, "This stuff rocks." From that point, Richard has gone on to be a part of multiple recording projects, and for decades, he's been part of three bands at any given time, playing Celtic and old-time music. He's also been part of an acoustic praise band at his church and played for a monthly square dance at a local dairy farm. Retired high school vocational teacher, Richard has worked in wood for more than 40 years as a carpenter and luthier. Richard built his first instruments in 1978. It's his father's occupation that inspires the imagery on his own instruments. Richard calls on the inspiration from his father's career at NASA, with the man on the moon pictured on the labels that go inside his guitars he builds and provide the serial numbers of each instrument. Richard's maker's mark on his guitars, mandolins, and octave mandolins is an inlaid star. A longtime vintage instrument collector and trader, Richard uses inspiration from great instruments of the past to inform the designs of his own instruments, which have been developed from years of experience. As a professional musician, he's able to critique each of his instruments and continually modify them to improve their sound and playability. Richard even spent time working for the Ovation Guitar Company in Marion, North Carolina. Ovation was started by Kamen Corporation, which had other engineering companies, including one that built helicopters for the Navy. This company applied engineering principles and instruments to create a new style of guitar. Richard considers his time working for Ovation as his master's degree in acoustics, and he was able to learn all he could from the company's engineers and production process. Some of his key mentors in traditional instrument building were legendary dulcimer builders Ed Presnell of Beech Mountain, North Carolina, and Bob Mize of Bluntville, Tennessee. Today, Richard carries on in their tradition by building Appalachian dulcimers built in the traditional North Carolina hourglass shape. Richard prizes bass response in his instruments, and his favorite step of the building process is bracing. Braces are pieces of wood glued to the inside of a guitar or mandolin top. They are intentionally shaped to produce the desired sounds in the instrument. It's in this step that Richard feels he has the most opportunity to influence the voice of the instrument. Of all the instruments he's built, Richard has only kept his first octave mandolin. This often surprises people when they hear it, but he'll quickly tell you that the most rewarding part of building is when an instrument he's built inspires a player. He takes custom orders and usually has one or two of them going at any time, but he builds more instruments to his own specifications and offers them for sale. Richard's shop is in the former carriage house of his restored 1885 Victorian home. It's there that he takes rough boards through a series of steps to create high-quality instruments that he ships all over the country. The bulk of his work is hand-done, so Richard can demonstrate various procedures used in the building process. He normally has upward of a dozen instruments in various stages of completion. Visitors are welcome to try their hand at playing a dulcimer with a brief overview of the history of the instrument and music of the region. Richard Beard is driven in his craft because the more experience he develops, the more he can shape his own sound. No matter whether he's on the radio, playing at church, rollicking in a dance band, or building his next instrument, Richard finds joy in sharing the music he loves. Richard spent decades teaching in Rutherford County. Some folks ask, why doesn't he build the furniture he taught so many students how to build? In response, he says, I love working in wood, but there are two things about instrument building that drives me onward. One is the precision of the craft. Everything has to be perfect, all the angles and joints for the instruments to play correctly. It's always a challenge. He prefers building instruments because it's the only kind of woodworking where when you get done, your project can talk back to you. Instruments all have a specific voice, which makes them unique, and I'm making something that someone will use in a musical conversation, playing with others.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.